My 49ers win. No Kittle. No Grappapo. No Bourne. We might have Jason Bourne, but we're winning this week. Go Niners.
You need Jason Bourne tonight. That's the only way you win that game. All right, WST Podcast with your Western Standard 6 Week 8 recap and Week 9 preview. Big Ben and Kay win. Kay win. Tough week for you. But
yeah, guys, might be even tougher. Look in the background. That's how many Niners are healthy. Zero.
I was going to say, let's address the elephant in the room, and that's Jimmy Garoppolo. So Jimmy looks like he's going to be out for 6 weeks potentially. And there was an article today, Kay win, that said, could the Niners move on from Jimmy G? So my question to you, K-Win, should the Niners move on from Jimmy G, and could you see them taking a quarterback in the NFL draft?
I think they should hold on to Jimmy G because the quarterbacks that are available, Justin Fields, even Trey Lance, and Trevor Lawrence, they're going to be gone quickly, and I don't know how high of a draft pick the 49ers are going to get. The free agent market doesn't look so well either. Are you going to take a risk on Dak Prescott, Cam Newton, or try to find like gold with Andy Dalton? Like, I don't know. I think you hold on to him for another year and you wait for Keaton Slovis.
Wow. You don't see the red rocket showing well in Levi Stadium?
No.
That was a horrible pickup on your part. Here's another note on Jimmy. He has no more guaranteed money on his contract. None. Cut him. Wow. C'est la vie.
Wow, I take that back. He gone.
So here's what I see. I see them, listen, we don't owe you any more money. We don't want to sit around and see if you're actually going to develop. You got us to the Super Bowl, but we don't see you getting us back there. So here's my bold prediction to you, K-Win, and our listeners. Right. They continue to roll with Nick Mullins. He's been serviceable. He's looked good. He looked good in the fourth quarter during the Hawks. When the draft comes around, they let Mullins play this out. That's their best chance, or Bethard, whoever they choose between those two. Trey Lance, out of North Dakota State, I think he'll be around in your 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th pick because his season's already over. He's not going to play anymore. Yeah. They're not going to see him on the field. There's going to be questions. They won't have any film. And so when draft rolls around, he'll have to outperform both Fields and Lawrence. People will be trading up to get him. People that don't need quarterbacks will trade back. And there's Lance, future Niner, Slovis. You can be Lance's clipboard holder come next year.
You're going to give a bold prediction. I'm going to give you one too. They're going to draft Zach Wilson out of BYU. Dual threat quarterback. He can run. He can throw. And to make sure Zach is ready, they are going to go all in. 1 year deal for Jameis Winston. So it's either going to be Jameis or Zach. That's my bold prediction.
Hey, Zach, come learn under Jameis Winston. That's a good be for success. All right, let's get into the Western Standard 6. Quick look at the standings. Drum roll, please, K-Win. A combined 26 and 18 for the six teams we covered.
We got Niners, Raiders, Chargers, Rams, Cardinals, and Big Ben Seahawks.
And the only team sub 500 is JMO's Chargers. But K-Win, they are a second half team, second half of the season, not second half of a game. We witnessed that this week. But quick question on the Chargers.
Yes.
Roll back 10 years. Would you rather have Drew Brees, who was on the Chargers at one point, Philip Rivers, played a long time for the Chargers, or their current quarterback, Justin Herbert?
How long do I get them for?
Next 3 years.
Next question. And do I have to get them in years 1, 2, and 3? Or can I get Drew Brees in year 8 right now for the next 3 years?
you get Herbert's a rookie. You get them their rookie year and then the subsequent 2 years after that.
I'm going Herbert. Drew Brees had to learn. Philip Rivers was a gunslinger. Too many interceptions. Too slow on the feet. I'm going Herbert.
All right. Next thing. We're now halfway through the season. So seeing as you and I both have a vote in the Western Standard 6 MVP, give me an idea of your midseason MVP, your rookie of the year, and your coach of the year. Midway point.
I feel like this is a loaded question because I have to go up to the Pacific Northwest. Russ is my MVP. I'm going Pete Carroll as coach of the year just because he's revamped the offense, changed the offense, let Russ cook. Rookie of the year, I'm coming back down. Justin Herbert. Those are my picks. Russ, Herbert, Pete Carroll.
I have very similar picks. I'll agree with you on Russ, but DK's not far behind. He may track down Russ like he did Buda Baker on that interception for our MVP. Rookie of the year, I'm going to have to go with, yeah, I'll give Herbert the nod for now. And then my coach of the year, I'm actually going to go Cliff Kingsbury. I think he has taken that team and developed them into someone who's going to compete for the NFC West title, and doing that with Kyler Murray, who's young in his own right, I give Cliff the nod there. So Russ, Herbert, and Kingsbury are mine. So we'll see how that ends up at the end of the season. Should we get into week 8?
Let's get into it.
All right, let's lead with the big game.
Oh, no, why that game?
My Hawks. Let's get it out of the way. Let's get it out of the way.
All right.
My Hawks against your Niners. I had the title here, the Hawks smushed the Niners by 10, but it wasn't that close, Caitlin. I was at my parents. I left when the Hawks went up 30-7 in the fourth, listened on the radio as they simply gave up some garbage QBs to Mullins, as I mentioned, for the Hawks. And I want your comments on this. You have the football version of LeBron, I guess at least named by LeBron and DK. If you look at what he did on the field for the Hawks against the Niners, he put up 12 catches for 162 yards and 2 TDs. That's the football version of the triple-double. My question to you, K-Win, what did you see in the game? Okay. And then is DK the LeBron of the NFL?
If you look at the tail of the tape, DK is not the LeBron. LeBron is not DK. LeBron's 6'8", DK's 6'3". Plus, DK runs a 4.340. LeBron James is a great athlete, best basketball player in the world, but I don't think he's running a 4.340. I would rather compare him to Julio Jones, who's 6'3 and runs about a 4.340, with Terrell Owens' body. He's T.O. meets Julio Jones. That's my comp. What do I feel about the game?
I was hoping you were going to leave that out.
The next game. But DK was unstoppable. He's the man. He's unbelievable. And he's only getting better. I'm going to go as far as to say is he's a top five NFL player right now today at 22 years old. If you look at his numbers, he's great. But what people are missing is how he's getting open, the route running. He's leaving press coverage behind. Russ is on pace for 59 touchdowns. You've got Jamal Adams coming back. You have Bobby Wagner playing good. I mean, the Seahawks are rolling. I don't even know if there's anything to say about the Niners. Except injury bugs and COVID. This has just been the bad year, and it's just hit them hard. And hopefully now they can build some momentum behind a backup quarterback, scratch and claw, rebuild the pieces, and get ready for next year.
Let's and they draft her or Jameis. Get ready for Jameis, right?
Get ready for Jameis.
All right, back to DK. DK is putting up LeBron-type numbers, fourth in the league in yards, tied for first with Lockett for the most TDs, second in the league in yards per catch, and averaging just under 100 yards per game. So if the comparison has to be made by LeBron, I think the stats put him up there, but I like your comparison to a guy like Julio.
I got down here to Levi's Stadium. Hopefully I can suit up.
That's what I was going to say. Hopefully you get your pads. Like you could definitely play slot. All right, Raiders beat the Browns 16-6. I don't know if you watched this game, K-Win, but the wind coming off Lake Erie was fierce. It made those field goal attempts look like the old Bud Light commercials where everyone took a deep breath and blew at the same time from the kicker and just pushed everything dead left. Perspective here. Josh Jacobs had more rushing yards than Derek Carr had passing. 31 carries for over 100 yards. Makes me want to get back on the Raiders playoff train, but I can't. Not with a win like this in those conditions. Imagine you're still on that train, and what else did you see in this blustery game?
I never left the bandwagon, even though there are 35-mile-an-hour winds and 30-degree weather in Cleveland. But I think it was a great win. Because of the running conditions, or excuse me, the weather conditions, they had to run the ball. That's all they could do. And the Raiders defense held the Browns to 6 points. And Josh Jacobs got back on track with 100 yards rushing. And the Raiders are going to figure this out. And I won't say and anymore in this segment because the Raiders are looking good heading into this week against the Chargers.
I messed up, K-1. I may have put the K-1 curse into the Big Ben curse as I touted Browns tight end Harrison Bryant as a heater for fantasy. First play of the game, first catch he has, fumble. first play. He had negative points. You're staring at your fantasy like I was. I played him in both leagues. So he's the reason I lost in one of my fantasy, and he's probably the reason the Browns lost. So I promise you I will do better in picking fantasy football heaters, or just don't listen to me altogether.
That is fair.
All right, K-Win, your Rams lose to Tua and the Dolphins, 28-17. I'll say it again. I can't stand to watch the Rams for some reason. Tua did not look like the next coming of Dan Marino, and he didn't have to when Jared Goff threw two interceptions, had two fumbles, and one for a scoop and score. Jared Goff made the Dolphins' D look like the steel curtain of old. And you said it, K-Win, you were right. You had your crystal ball and you hit it on the head. You said the early soft schedule for the Rams would leave them exposed later in the season, and now we're seeing it. So, K-Win, two questions. The issue isn't the Rams' D. I feel as all the blame lies on golf. Goff, excuse me. Is it time to move on from golf? Golf. I got golf on my mind. What else did you see in this game?
I think we stick with Goff. Because this is my jurisdiction, I'm sticking with Jared Goff. The Rams are still 5-3, and the NFL expanded the playoffs this year. Seven teams get to go, and as of today, the Rams are the number 17. I think they just ran into a tough Miami defense. Miami's got a top five defense. I said his name last week, and I'll say his name again, Emmanuel Ogbah. He was in Jared Goff's face for an interception right in the first quarter that set up the first touchdown, and then a strip sack, 78-yard run, they were on the way. The Miami defense was tough. Four turnovers. I just think they ran into a tough defense, and the Rams will get back on track. Not this week because they have a bye, but the next week.
They'll win. They won't lose this week. That's true. Cooper Kupp had 20 targets. So there's not the, if you have him on your fantasy football team, catches half those, he's got 10 receptions PPR, that's 10 points. So here's my thing on Goff. I brought this up for a reason. There's generally a reason that you aren't going to your backup when your starter plays like that. I don't know. Have you heard the name John Walford?
If not.
He's not one of your coworkers.
Does he owe me some money?
Potentially. He might be in your survivor league. But he's a previously undrafted free agent out of Wake Forest. He played briefly for the Jets and then went to the Arizona Hotshots.
Wow.
Yes, the Arizona Hotshots of the AAF. Okay, Wynn. He is your backup. And we all know what happens when you roll up substandard backups. You saw it with the Cowboys. That guy was brutal. Probably the only reason Goff's still back there, in my opinion. But like I said, they won't lose this week, and hopefully they'll get back on track since they are part of the Western Standard Six. All right, Broncos beat the Chargers 31-30 in a heartbreaker for Herbert. He put up decent numbers, 278 yards, three TDs, but the two completions to the other team ultimately led to his loss. And Drew Lock, K-Win, what was that dance he did? Can you show me that? What was that?
I don't know.
What was that, Drew Lock? But Drew Lock celebrates. I bet you John Elway was doing the same dance, proving that his second-year quarterback was better than Abe Herbert. But I will say this. I didn't watch much of this game. It was one of those games where two-thirds through the game, I bet you did the same thing you always do. Chargers were up 24-3. You left to go get tacos at T12, slam up some margaritas, and look up, and they lose. Am I right? And what else did you see in this game?
I did turn the game off. I did go leave. I had brisket and barbecue, though. And I thought the Chargers won. I didn't find out till later that night on the Sunday night game that they lost. What I saw is the Chargers, the fourth youngest team in the NFL, looked like it in the fourth quarter. They couldn't get any stops. They couldn't move the ball. And they lost again on a final play and by one Chargers. I don't know what to say, but we are going to keep him in the Western Standard Six.
That was my next question. Do we relegate him for a team like the Chiefs?
No, J-Mo won't let us. It's like she won't let me grow a mustache. She won't let us get rid of the Chargers.
All right, that wraps up Week 8. Good one for the Raiders and Hawks. Not so great for the Rams, Niners, and Chargers. Note K-Win that all three of the teams that lost are in your jurisdiction. The K-Win curse may be real. Who is your Week 8 Player of the Week?
Week 8 Player of the Week? I'm going the Raiders offensive line. Every single one of them. You know, like in Thanksgiving, they give them a chicken wing? Well, our intern will give you a WSD Starbucks card. Everyone on the Raiders offensive line. 208 yards rushing. Big win in Cleveland. Go Raiders, go.
No, you missed an opportunity there. 88 acres. Come through. They're going to get you your energy bars. They're going to get you your salad dressings. The 88 acres player of the week. K-Win, the entire offensive line. That's a lot of 88 acres. I'm going to go DK. There's no way you can go with anyone else. The guy put up career highs in catches and yards. Like you said, he looked like, you say Julio, he's a little LeBron in him. I can see him. I can see that. All right, let's look forward to Week 9, K-Win. We got five teams.
Let's change playing. That banner there, big guy.
Sorry about that. Let's get the ticker going. What do you say? Ooh, we need to get rid of that other one, though. Here we go. The Rams are on a bye. They will not lose this week. Let's start with a Thursday night game set to kick off here in about an hour. The COVID injury-ridden Niners versus the little less COVID-ridden Green Bay Packers. The storyline here is that it moved from a pick'em to Green Bay -7 at Levi. You have Jacquizz Tartt, questionable. Richie James, questionable. Kittle on the IR. Fowles and Coleman are out. The Kendrick Bourne legacy for the Niners may be that he gave the entire team COVID. I'm glad you got that one. So Bourne, Trent Williams, and two other wideouts. Debo, he was already out. And then Brandon Ayuk, all on that COVID list as well. The Packs have their own problems. Like I said, Jamal Williams and Kamal Martin are out. Question is, are you suiting up for the Niners tonight, K-Win, and who wins this game?
As much as I'd like to suit up, I even came here to suit up. Kyle Shanahan doesn't want to see me in that lineup. But I do have some data for you folks here. I'm going 285, 173, 125. Aaron Rodgers is 4-6 against the 49ers. And last year in the NFC Championship game, they lost and they gave up 285 yards rushing. If you saw the Pack last week against the Vikings, Cook was cooking and Minnesota ran for 173 yards. This week, remember this name, Jamichael Hasty, because he's going to run for 125 yards rushing and he's going to be the difference as my 49ers win. No Kittle. No Grappapo, no Bourne. We might have Jason Bourne, but we're winning this week. No Niners.
You need Jason Bourne tonight because that's the only way you win that game. Rodgers and this stash are going to run all over Green Bay. And when I say run, not literally, but they're going to throw through the air. Davante Adams, Alan Lazard may be back as well. They got Tanyan, who's his go-to on the tight end. Too many injuries, too much COVID. On the Niners, Pack win this game. Go Pack, go. Kendrick's kid's favorite team, the Pack. All right, Cards versus Dolphins. K-Win, the Finns are our nemesis. They're 2-1 versus the Western Standard 6. Surprising. The Cards are coming off the bye and have won three straight. The big one versus the Hawks is storyline for this game, K-Win, and it's intriguing to me. You have Kyler and Tua under center. Kyler has already proven to be an elite QB, but Tua has beat Kyler in their only head-to-head game win in the Orange Bowl of college football playoffs semifinal back in 2018.
Well, that's great. Great pull by our intern.
One of three midday games on Sunday. So, K-Win, does Kyler get the best of Tua this time, or does Tua go 2-0 against Kyler?
I don't want to talk about Tua or Kyler. I want to talk about defense. And you want to know why? Because the Dolphins are the top scoring defense in the league, and they have my boy Agba. You saw him last week. He was disruptive against the Rams. And the Cardinals have Buda Baker, NFC Defensive Player of the Month. He had two interceptions, two sacks,
and he leads the league with 48 solo tackles. So what is Vance Joseph, the Cardinals defensive coordinator, going to do? He's going to blitz. He's going to blitz, and he's going to blitz Tua. As soon as he gets into the State Farm Arena, Jake from State Farm and his khakis aren't going to be able to help him. I've got the Cardinals winning by 2 touchdowns.
I got to agree with you there. Tua didn't have to do much this pass. Coming off a bye, they probably have a ton of film against other teams they potentially or will play. And I don't think Tua's there yet. I don't think they're going to give him an – I think he averaged maybe 4 yards a pass, a lot of dump-offs. So I think Kyler doesn't necessarily go off in this game, but they win the game 21-13 or something along those lines. I like the reference to Jake from State Farm.
This is Jake from State Farm. What are you wearing, Jake? Khakis.
All right, Bills versus Hawks in Buffalo. Josh Allen, who was an MVP candidate, substandard last 2 games. If you have him on your fantasy team like I do, you know what I'm talking about, versus Danger Russ. Okay, one little note here. The last time the Hawks traveled to Buffalo, they didn't actually play in Buffalo. Back in 2012, they actually played in Toronto. And the halftime act, K-Win, was a person by the name of Psy. Can you tell me what Psy's greatest hit was?
Gangnam Style, Gangnam Style.
Open Gangnam Style.
That is correct. And that is probably why they've never played in Toronto ever again. The Hawks are favored by 3 this game. K-Win has a distinct feeling to what happened, or the Cards versus Seahawks. The only difference here I see is that, little inside information, Jessima McIntyre actually shot us both a little tweet and said, Jamal Adams is a full go, which I believe will be a big difference for the Hawks. They didn't have him versus the Cards, and Shaquille Griffin probably out, but the fact that Jamal's back is huge. Also, if you watched the game last week, K-Win, you remember when Clay Matthews was like a rush middle linebacker? That's what Bobby Wagner looked like. And hopefully he has the freedom to do that again this week. Josh Allen's a little mobile, so we'll see. But the Bills have 2 solid running backs, Devin Singletary and rookie Utah Pac-12 grad Zach Moss, got in the end zone twice. Questions for you, K-Win. Can you do the Gangnam Style dance, and who do you like in this game?
I can do the dance. I don't want to do the dance because you will hold on to that video and blackmail me forever. Who do I like in that game? Seahawks have to go a long way to play in Buffalo, but Josh Allen isn't the same. Early in the season, Josh Allen and Russ, they were riding shotgun in the MVP race. That's all everyone was talking about. Now, Russ is still riding shotgun. Josh isn't in the back seat. He's in the trunk riding family dog right now. Josh and the Bills are scuffling, but the Bills secondary has holes in it. I think Russ is going to cook early and often. I've got the Seahawks winning 35-28.
I could see the score like that. Now, who ends up winning? I think it comes down to if the Seahawks defensive front 7 can hold both Moss and Singletary, who split carries more or less last week, to under 80 yards or less. If they do that with both backs, they win the game. If someone goes for 100 or more, they probably don't get the ball back. Defensive is on the field too much, and the Bills win the game. That said, I think they deliver. I think Jamal Adams is the difference here, and the Hawks end up winning that game. Come back west with a victory over the Buffalo Bills. All right, let's end on a Western Standard 6 matchup, K-Win. The Raiders versus J-Mo and your Chargers in SoFi. The line is even, as the Chargers are 2-5 and the Raiders are 4-3. Both teams are in your jurisdiction, K-Win. Like I said, I can't stand to watch the Chargers or the Rams. I will still potentially watch this game just because I got Josh Jacobs in fantasy. But what do you see in this game, and who will you be watching, and who wins the game? 3 questions.
I think it's the same recipe for success for the Raiders. It's going to be a heavy dose of Josh Jacobs. It's going to be ground and pound. They're going to run. And I think they're going to do that because their offensive line is healthy. But also, if they control the ball, they can keep Herbert off the field. Herbert makes plays. The Raiders' defense is so-so right now, and the Chargers can put up some points. So I'm going to say they're going to slow the ball down. They're going to run the ball. I got the Chargers winning, and the Chargers will go to 2-0 in the division. Or I'm sorry, the Raiders will win. The Raiders will beat the Chargers. The Raiders will go 2-0. They beat the Chiefs earlier. They beat the Chargers. The Raiders are in first place, and they're that much closer to a playoff than Big Ben jumping back on the bandwagon.
Because if the Raiders win, I'm on the train.
I know. Right.
There might be 8 teams. They might expand the playoffs. We've seen COVID hit in a big way this week for you that are following the NFL. Like, games are going to be impacted subsequently as we get into the second wave. So I'll take Herbert and the Chargers beating the Raiders. Why not? Why not? Big day for Herbert. All right. Let's get into our fantasy talk. Let's talk about our team, WST Podcast, sitting at 5-3. I looked at our lineup that you set this week. I have some issues.
We can still make changes.
Well, let's make them live.
All right.
You're starting an all-rookie wide receiving corp in Henry Ruggs, CeeDee Lamb, and Chenault. Yeah. Let me tell you why that might not be your safest bet. Henry Ruggs, 2 receptions. Who knows who the quarterback, Blake Gabbert, I believe. And Chenault's going to have Jake Luton from Oregon State playing quarterback. Let me tell you the alternatives. Calvin Ridley, why are we not playing him?
He's hurt. He's got a foot strain. He's not going to play. I'm waiting until I hear differently, but we're kind of in limbo here because Ridley's hurt. Galloway's got a hip injury. And Cooper Kupp as a bye. I will swap Ridley, but I don't know if he's going to play.
So we got all our wideouts with backup QBs and Ridley's hurt. We're not in a good position this week. Now, if we get McCaffrey back.
We got CMC back and we got Jacobs and Herbert. That's how we have to ride.
All right, let's go Gibson. He'll have a big week. 5-3. How are we looking in the playoffs?
I think we're there. Good. Yeah. We picked up some extra wide receivers. I didn't think we'd need them, but due to injuries, we need them now. We're on track to make the playoffs, and our number one draft pick is just getting healthy at the right time. He can put up points like he's 2 players.
You're right.
Especially I might bench a player just so that to keep it even this week.
You got any fantasy flyers? I have Harrison Bryant. That didn't work.
Marvin Hall from the Lions receiver. If Galloway's out for any extended period of time, look for him to pick up the slack. He had 100 yards receiving last week when Galloway went out. He could pick up some numbers there. Then you have Justin Gage for the Falcons. If Ridley does miss any time, those are the 2 pointers that I have.
Matt Stafford's on the COVID list, so I'm going to have to disagree with that. I'll give you
– Who isn't on the COVID list? I can't keep track of this.
Can we get weekly minute-by-minute updates on the COVID list? I'll give you Breida from the Dolphins. He might be back this week. Gaskin went on the IR. He's out. Jordan Howard's not really a part of that offense. And we haven't seen Tua. You got to run the ball in order to throw the ball. So I think Breida's going to get some carries if he's in the lineup. I picked him up. May or may not start him. All right, WST Podcast, your Western Standard 6. That's your week 8. Look back, your week 9 preview, sponsored by 88 Acres. Kay Wynn's taking a flyer on his Niners winning this Thursday night football game. I say no way. The Pack win. Let's see what else. We break down the Cards and Dolphins. I think you and I both have the Cards. Bills and Hawks both got the Hawks here. And then Raiders versus Chargers. I'm taking Chargers. You got the Raiders.
WST Podcast. Jump on. Subscribe, watch, follow us. You can see us online at WST_podcast on Twitter and Instagram. Everywhere we get our podcasts, everywhere you get your podcast, you'll find WST Podcast, No Filter Network, 88 Acres. You want to sponsor us? We're reaching millions and millions of people across the globe now.
Maybe just 500,000 twice. They listen to our episodes twice. They're so good. Big Ben and Kay Wynn, WST Podcast. That's your NFL week 9, week 8.
Boom. Breakdown. Boom.